We would like to warn listeners that this show may contain material that could be found offensive by some listeners, and it will definitely contain nuts.
For those of you watching in black and white, this one is in Technicolor.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking wasn't a thought of something shocking, but now God knows anything goes.
Yes, anything does go. It's Monday night, 7 late, the Anything Goes show, 105.9 Bishop FM. Thank you very much for your company this evening. Neil Davis, and I'll be helping to host this this lovely, loved-up feeling that we're going to have today on this Valentine's, aren't we?
I'm Adrian Jones, and I look ridiculous.
He does, actually. If you get to see the video on YouTube of this show, you will find out. You look like a little cherub. You don't. You look like goat boy. It's not right, you know what I mean? Don't spit on us in case I get pregnant. It's Valentine's Day. Things like that could happen.
We're not going through that debacle again, are we?
I couldn't put up with any more stitches. Right. We've got Sarah, Ross's daughter, video on the events tonight. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Right there. And we've got some special guests in the room as well.
And we just...
Yeah, we certainly have. For this loved-up edition, this Valentine's edition of the Anything Goes show, we have a local promoter, Evo. How are we doing there?
Thank you, sir.
Oh, not too bad, thank you. All right, there.
Just laughing at the Gordon Mendes across there.
He's not right, Mendes. Is he? Yeah. Don't be thinking about having any kids with him.
Christopher Lee's ass.
It's a little bit. And to the left of Evo, we have a young band from Spennymoor called The Silence. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We've had a few of you in before in a different guise of your Total Remedy thing, where before you actually go in a phone box and change like Superman and come out as The Silence. That's what goes on there. So, yeah, welcome to the studio. Thank you very much. We've got three of your tracks that we're going to be playing. Yeah, so we'll be playing it a little bit later on as we get into the show a little bit. Right, with Evo there, if you could just pick that mic up there, mate, it might be a little bit easier. If you can just hold that one there, we'll get a bit of a... Yeah, just get the sound qualities right. Yeah, it is a Valentine's Day special, and there's a lot happening on the show tonight, and there'll be a lot happening around, well, around this region for the many weeks and months to come. And on the 31st of March, there's something special happening up here, isn't there, Evo?
Yeah, there certainly is. We've got a bass icon coming from Guildford and Surrey to blow your brains out.
Yeah, not literally, hopefully not. He hopefully does it with his guitar. And who would this bass icon be?
Yeah, we've got Bruce Fox, the original member from The Jam, with his band called From The Jam, playing at Shildon Civic Hall.
I'm really looking forward to that one. So that's the 31st of March, and what's it, £20 a ticket?
It's £20 a ticket. The tickets are on sale now from the venue. You can call morning or evening time. Got two excellent supports as well, local Bishop bands. Got Circuit 68, and we've got the band with them with now, The Silence.
The Silence are on. We've tied it in together well tonight without even knowing. If we'd had that interview with Bruce Foxton, which we're going to get, would have tied it even better, so keep on listening to Anything Goes show in the future, because we'll be promoting this event and hopefully having a word with Bruce Foxton on the phone. So obviously you put a lot of events on around here, though. Yeah.
Just quality chosen ones. I try not to do a lot of them. We just had Wilco Johnson with local supports. We ran the place with that, and I intend to do the same with this one.
Yeah, I was going to mention the Wilco Johnson one, because we were down there, you could barely get in. Actually, it was cramped with the rafters.
Room for a lot more.
Only if they've been on trapezes or something like that, maybe swinging in from the rafters.
Yeah, well, we got my wife on the door, you know.
Oh, aye, she's strict, isn't she?
Ever the entrepreneur.
She is mine. She's very strict with that one there. We remember her.
In the mouth, like?
No.
In the chin. It was in the chin, wasn't it?
I think it was...
You were looking.
I was thinking it was the type. Well, actually, it wasn't working for you, that, if you want to control your door. That's it, aye. So, Bruce Fox, I mean, when I was growing up, I was a big fan of The Jam. Excellent. So he's obviously, you know, him and Paul Weller, and I think Rick Buckley, they had a bit of a falling out, didn't they?
I think the drummer situation did, but obviously Rick's back with Paul Weller again now. He plays on the Shake Up the Nation album, Best Friends again. The drummer that's playing the Civic, I can drum, but he can drum.
Yeah.
Big Country's drummer, The Cult, Pete Townsend, Roger Daldry. The man kicks backside. Big
oh, star. Yes, yeah, out of Big Country, wasn't it? Because Roz, who's normally with us on the show, hello, Roz, if you're listening at home, she was a Big
hello.
Country fan, and she recognised the name straight away.
Yeah, we've got Russell Hastings on vocals. He was a original member of the Purple Hearts, and he's done sessions for a lot of bands. Quite a brave man that stepped into Weller's shoes, and I think he does the job admirably, as we'll probably hear a bit later on.
Yep. Yeah, I was just saying there, before the show started, he does it a bit too well. He's actually, you wouldn't know the difference, to be honest. Now, see, I'm a big Jam fan.
To be perfectly honest with you, I've not followed Weller, not greatly, but he does the Jam things at the end of his set, and they suck, they really do suck. This band kick-ass like the Jam used to, as I remember them.
Yeah.